Darian parried another lightning thrust from Zazar, saving his own life by a mere inch as the cat's blade flashed by his neck. Going on the offensive was out of the question. Before he had a chance to launch any counterattacks, the cat would strike again, keeping him constantly off balance with its superior speed and agility. Darian deemed himself probably the best swordsman in Mirth, and definitely the quickest, but that was taking into account only human competitors. The cat had the ferocity of a feline predator, combined with a fencing technique as good as any Darian had ever seen. The closest match to Zazar that he had fought among humans was his comrade Blue. That had ended in a draw, and the cat was faster. Ravel Nobelnazar had leapt up to the safety of the stairs and stood watching in silent expectation. No doubt he believed it was simply a matter of time before Zazar dispatched Darian, and Darian knew Ravel would have been correct. So, while fending off Zazar's savage attacks, Darian's eyes flitted about for some solution, and his mind worked furiously. Escape was impossible. The cat was too fast for him to flee up the stairs, which were also blocked by Ravel. Darian wished he knew a spell that could summon an equally large dog swordsman to engage the puss, or had on his belt a potent tube of powdered catnip with which to blast him. But the only items in the room were the statues, and the table, and the shaded lamp, and a bowl of dates. He eliminated all but the lamp as useless. Just then, one of Zazar's thrusts sliced through Darian's shirt and grazed his ribs. Darian grunted and skipped back around the table, but the cat was immediately upon him. He was beginning to tire. Zazar's attacks were as vigorous as when they'd begun, which seemed an hour ago, but was in reality only a few minutes. He knew he wouldn't last much longer, so he had no choice. Darian didn't know what the sight of the unshaded lamp would do to him, but he could only hope that it would have the same effect on Zazar. In fact, he was about to bet his life on it.